the book Hebrews, part 259. I'm Professor Hannes Rieslinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe Israel's Rapture, a five book, 500 plus pages, which is my doctoral degree or part of my doctoral degree, and is a must for the time we are living in. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, it's 07, that's international number for South Africa, plus 27 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very welcome, but please go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on a massive amount of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of the studies that we are doing. There's quite a few studies. Please share it with your friends and families. And to all those that are dear to you, make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Now, before we are going to start with the study, being the last day of 2025, end of the year, at 12 o'clock tonight, it will be the 1st of January. We want to use the opportunity to thank Yahweh for this year that has gone by. Now, somebody said it's unbelievable how quickly this year has gone by. And you know, the more we think about it, the older we get, the faster the years go, the time goes. And then I said to him, it was actually my son that we spoke to, I said to Nikki, you know, the thing is, the reason why the time is going so fast is because we are so very, very busy. You guys are so busy. And being busy, you're constantly busy advancing, whether it's in your business or in your household, and so are you, everybody. Every office listening. So time has gone by so fast in this year that you can't believe it is 2025 is gone. Now, we had the opportunities to do something for the kingdom of Yahushua. Lots of time, maybe we use the time productively. Other time, maybe not as productively as we should have, but it's water under the bridge, and that we can do anything. My father actually told me, since I was a small boy, water that's under the bridge has gone by. There's no use crying over spilt milk. It's gone by. Think about the next step. What do you want to do to better the situations that you were in? So I want to... Myself and Pastor Rika wants to use the opportunity to thank Father Yahweh for 2025. It's a year where this ministry has grown out of its perimeters. And it's just mind-blowing to think, where does the gospel message go to in the outer skirts of the world? In South Africa, Namibia, and Europe, America, and the Scandinavian, and also Russia and China. Why do we know that? Because we get the printouts. I want to use the opportunity to thank Yahweh for the opportunities that He gave us in this year to sow the seed of life. I want to thank Yahweh, our Elohim, for every one of my brothers and my sisters, every youngest, everyone that fell in love with the revelation word. In this year, we had a couple of immersing services where new souls were immersed, were buried. Bury the old person of sin, new person arise in Yahushua that became part of the bride of Yahushua. And I'm so thankful that the word says there's joy and happiness in heaven when one soul repents unto Yahweh, and that we can be part of that. We people are introduced to the gospel of Yahushua and to the redemption blood of Yahushua. I want to take the opportunity to thank every of us that prayed for this ministry in this year. Without prayer, it cannot consist. It cannot continue. It cannot be a success. Because there's a verse that says that prayer changes all things. It changes all things. And we were taught that prayer is a way of conversation. It's not something that I do when I fall on my knees on at evening time and make a small little prayer and reading one verse in the Bible. No, no. Prayer is a relationship. And that is where we teach, where we outer the inner feelings. And it's not just when we go to bed. We can be in prayer anywhere, anytime, any place. That's very important to know that. Being in a conversation, a father-son conversation and relationship with Yahweh, our Elohim. So I thank Yahweh for every Yavis, every brother and sister that prayed for this ministry. Every Yavis, brother and sisters that financially support the ministry. Whether it was 50 rand or another amount, the word says that Yahweh loves a giver. And you know what? We don't buy ourselves a place in heaven. But there's also a responsibility to every of us, everyone that listens to these messages has got a responsibility to keep this ministry alive. And if there's no finances, it can't function. Everything in life is like that. If your car's run dry with gas or petrol, you stop at the gas station, you can't say to the guy, put in 50 rands petrol or $20 or whatever, I'm just using an example. You can't. If you don't have the money available. And such with the ministry. It costs money to take the gospel into the world. And I thank Yahweh that we are not in a dire strait. We are not worrying. Yahweh provides in every one of our needs. And because He provides in your need, you provide in the need of the ministry. And we are in a position to preach and teach and do what we need to do. Do the research. Feed you with the bread of life. Give you the information so that you can advance spiritually in your own life. I want to urge you, let's continue in this new year to support the gospel in every way that we possibly can. And also in qualifying ourselves better to be more productive spiritually, prepared to sow the word of life into a world that's seeking for truth. We're living in the time of the great lies, where we, as Yahweh, part of the bride of Yahushua, in this revelation gospel, can stand as pillars in your communities, in your families, in your businesses, in your households, wherever we are. I want to pray in this year that is just around the corner, that Yahweh will bless your household. Now, whether your household consists of yourself or a whole family or families, my prayer is that Yahweh, in this year that's upon us, through the grace of Yahushua, the that he will give healing to those that are sick. We know of quite a few of our brethren and sisters which has cancer, which going through hard times, but standing in the faith, trusting Yahweh with their body, soul and mind, believing him for a miracle. And just remember, Yahweh also uses doctors. We aren't anti-doctor. If a doctor can, through chemo or whatever, if it can help, do it. If you can afford it, do it. If you have medical aid, do it. The Bible says we must be wise. We must be wise in the spirit. Hallelujah. I want to proclaim healing in this new year. For those that are going through difficult times in their businesses, we pray, Yahweh, that you will pour out blessings upon blessings in your businesses. For those that have family problems, that Yahweh will dissolve it, that he will send away. Get the people to get committed unto the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. To anyone that has a problem, Father Yahweh is the giver of life, hallelujah. And through the Ruach HaKodesh, he manifests himself in our own lives. And then to all the students, and I'm just not talking about the Bible school students, I'm talking of everyone that's a student of the revelation word. Every new convert, everyone that has dedicated their lives to Yahushua, studying the word, I pray that in this new year that Yahweh will, through the Ruach HaKodesh, just pour out His Ruach, His Holy Spirit in your lives. Just open the Word. Just reveal the Word. Just take you from strength to strength in the Gospel of Yahushua. And to those that are studying for degrees, I want to pray that Yahweh will just bless you. Continue in what you're doing. In every way, let us equip ourselves more and more spiritually. Why? Because the onslaught is against the bride of Yahushua. You will find that Satan is not worrying about the prostitutes and the drunkards and the druggets. No, he's worried. We have him worried. And his focus is upon those that is well functioning in the revelation word. He wants his ministry to just close down, and that's why we had this massive onslaught in this year 2025. And we just withstand it in the name of Yahushua. The Bible says, withstand Satan and he shall flee from you. He will just not go, he will flee. Praise Yahweh for the victories that we gained through Yahushua. And that he on the cross on Calvary 2000 years ago gained victory. And all what we need to do today is live in the victory. So I pray Yahweh's blessings upon every household, whether it is one person or a whole household. I thank Yahweh for the friends that we made in the gospel, through the gospel this year, and for everyone that on any way has just contributed to the gospel and the message of salvation. Just a little smile face on WhatsApp or anything. We don't even think about the negative stuff. We don't want to, because we don't function on negativity. We function on the positivity through the Ruach HaKodesh and Yahweh being our Father through the blood of Yahushua. Should there be anything in your lives today, I pray that Yahweh will just take it away through Yahushua's redemption blood and the conviction of the Ruach HaKodesh. If it happened in this year that you stumbled or maybe fallen, Micah 7 verse 8 says, although I've fallen, I will just rise again. We can't function in our own power. We need to be fed with the gospel of the living word, living through the Ruach HaKodesh. So my prayer and Pastor Rika's prayers for this 2026 is that Jaffa will just accumulate the bright. We're living in the end time. This gospel is going out all over the world, and new souls is coming to repentance every day, being added to the bride of Yahushua, as the scripture says, in the time of Yahushua, and they were daily added unto the bride. Hallelujah. And we can say it with faith. We can say it with gladness. We can say it with thankfulness that every day bride is being added unto the bride of Yahushua. And it's not because of us. It's because we are true to the word, every one of us. Being in the body of Yahushua, Yahushua being the head of the body, and we functioning through different parts of the body of Yahushua, being faithful in the position that Yahweh has placed every one of us in the kingdom work of Yahweh our Elohim. So we pray Yahushua's blessing upon everyone in this new year. Myself and Pastor Rika's wishes for this year 2026 is that Yahweh will bless you abundantly, and that you will experience peace and calmness, and also for us who are bright, to open our eyes for the revelation words, to see where the end time is going, and prepare us to preach the gospel of salvation unto a lost world. We pray it in the name of Yahushua, the name above every other name. Till next time, hallelujah, let it be.